first aid tent is over here. They're waving their hands over there right now.
Good deal.
Goodness. Okay, so there's lots of water back over there. There's lost children and all that. There's a medical facility straight behind you. There's also a medical facility over here. The thing about it is that if somebody goes, if you can kind of gently carry them over there, it's, you know, set them down. You know, if you brought salt pills, that'd be a real good idea to take those. And you ought to wander over to the water trucks or back to the concessions to get something to drink every once in a while, because you're going to need some fluids, because I think it's going to get hotter before it gets cooler. In case that you don't know, this is the Tulsa Sun Festival. This is a No Nukes Festival. Our basic premise of being here is we're going to stop Black Fox. We're going to see that the true happenings around the Karen Silkwood case are brought to the people, so we know exactly what went down. We're going to stop them from mining uranium in the Black Hills and in New Mexico. And we're going to stop them from reprocessing the waste and storing it in places like New Mexico and stuff like that. Let's see, I want you to understand too that this is a community concert. That is, this is produced by local people here, the Sunbelt Alliance and Case, and some people from the Paul Mental Alliance. And so it's a concert for the community. It's done by the community. The musicians are not paid to play. They're donating their time so that they can bring you what's going on. Throughout the program, I think we're going to have some short statements of solidarity where some local people and some people from the national scene will come in and tell you a little about what's happened. We're going to have a whole lot of music. And we ask you to remember that part of the deal that we made in order to have this facility is that we don't let anybody over here in the polo field, because if you were to go over there and dig a hole or something and then a horse were to step in it, you know, something not so good would happen. So stay off the polo field if you will, please. There's porta-johns on both sides. There's all kinds of food and drink and stuff like that back up over here, and there's plenty of water. Okay, I guess you want the show to start, right? The next person that's gonna come up, we work with him over in Japan and try to stop, or try to apprise the people over there of the situation that was happening with killing the whales. He's worked anti-nuclear shows in Washington and in Oregon and in California, New Mexico and Colorado. He's worked on the redwood trees and has worked a lot on Native American projects, and it seems like all of them kind of come together with this issue. Please welcome Danny O'Keefe.
Good to be here. What
Strike. Every night in the news, I look. Thank God, I want to see Jimmy. Jimmy's gonna be there. Ah, never showed. Earlier than that, they had a Teamsters major freight contract discussion. I thought, God, Jimmy will be there. Jimmy will finally come back. He never came back. I guess we all pretty much know what happened to Jimmy Hoffa. But in case you haven't figured out, this song will tell you. It's called the Jimmy Hoffa Memorial Building Blues. They're putting up a building down on Main Street. Paid for with all those truckers' dues. But the man who laid the first stone on the corner Jimmy Hoffa Memorial Building Blues. Now some say Jimmy's down in Argentina. Others tell you that he simply changed his name. And a surgeon made him look a bit like Nixon. But aside from that, he's still pretty much the same. Upon the cornerstone.
here's the freight and the great American freeway. And the man who helped us make it all our own. Where's Jimmy? Where's Jimmy? That's a question I know we all love to know. Where's Jimmy? Where's Jimmy? He's gonna wear those
Doesn't it ever get hot in Tulsa? Yeah.
I could take a minute, but... this is to my bass player. A real good songwriter in his own right. Mr. Vader Hildebrand. I'd also like to introduce you to somebody who's going to play a little guitar here. It's a Gibson, actually. Jesse Colin Young. I can introduce another friend. That's the beautiful thing about playing with all these people, that some of them I don't get to see an awful lot during the year because they travel too. So in these kind of things, it's the perfect reason to be together with friends. Here's a good friend of mine, good friend of yours, David Lindley. A man who needs no recognition.
atoms that sound is hard to afford. Don't blame me, I owe them doing my job. Taking the cash and give them the credit to God. And smiling when they tell me to hold it nice and steady. You don't have to be right, you have to be ready.
It's called The Hereafter. Y'all know about The Hereafter, right?
Huh?
Think about The Hereafter.
Oh, I'm drinking.
If you're not Hereafter, well, we're Hereafter. Maybe you're not going to be Hereafter. We're gone.
Huh?
Hereafter.
Yeah, really.
You ain't here after, I'm here after. You gon' be here.
Thank you. can touch your face and take away the pride. Like a tree in the meadow wind, she will bend to take me. Makes no difference where you've been. That's the way she feels about you, yeah. That's the way she feels about you.
The sun, it was a good day. To the beautiful places, and even I'm afraid I talked to a scientist when we were in Rapid City, and she's a cancer researcher, and I asked her if she thought that there had been irreversible damage done to the human gene pool by radioactivity already, and she said, "I wish I could say no." But in her opinion, already, although our awareness of the dangers of radioactivity is just beginning, already she feels that there has been damage done to our genes to change us forever that can't be reversed. So people, you see, there's really not much time. There's no time, really. I mean, there's no time to put this thing off. If you care about yourselves and your children, you've got to stop all the nuclear madness and stop it just as quick as we can. Susie, come on back out here. I'll sing you a little song about another kind of madness, which is on-the-road madness, which musicians have a tendency to get. They make a living traveling. I was living on the highway. It's not exactly my cup of tea. Thank you.
too, right?
Makes me feel like I'm running away.
Thank you. sing a sweet Yvonne Lavender.
Let your light shine. Let it shine on.
lots of trash girls on the outside. We got a lot more music to come, but be sure when you go to take your trash with you. We really like to see the place real clean. I think that would be a good thing to do, okay? You're about to feel a whole lot better. I'd like to introduce an incredible lady with an incredible voice. Finally, let's do that.
Baby, 'cause I have to, and you know I've got to give it. have David Lilly come out again. Song.
Thinking that I'm back a good friend of ours who's here with us today in spirit, Mr. Lowell George.
Ride me
these guys in the back, they said they wanted to play.
Fire smiles. Sure.
Listen, if you can all sit down, then everybody behind you can see, okay? I mean, really, you know? You sit down and all the people behind you see there's about 8,000 people here, and I know you're all here because you're all new, right? Huh? So if you sit down, the ones in front sit down, and the ones behind can see, you know? And I just want you to know that there was a chance that we might try to do a real tight set and then try to make it to the airport, but that ain't gonna happen. We're gonna play some music. Tell you how good it makes me feel to see you all here today. Thank you.
Everybody's just waiting to hear from the one who can give them the answers and lead them back to that place in the warmth of the sun where sweet childhood still dances. But who'll come along and hold out that strong but gentle father's hand? Just another dreamer, dreaming about everything. I'm not sure, but I think one of those planes going overhead was my flight on home. Consequently, no kind of a hurry now. I'd like to bring Bonnie out to sing with me on this song here, Keeping It Down. Find the come and go. And it's hard, but I feel my strength returning. We'll see how far this new road reaches. I'd like to sing you a song that was written by an Englishman named Sidney Carter. And he wrote this song in the 60s around the nuclear disarmament movement. This song is The Crow on the Cradle. Got a harmonica out there. You don't want to play a harmonica right now. No. The sound of harmonicas makes David Lindley very crazy. What is it? No, I was just explaining that the sound of a harmonica makes David he turns into the claw when he hears harmonica music. Thank you. The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Now is the time for a child to be born. He'll laugh at the moon and he'll cry for the sun. And if it's a boy, he'll carry a gun. Sang the crow on the trail. And if it should be that this baby's a girl, never you mind if her hair doesn't curl. It rings on her fingers and bells on her toes, and a bumper above her wherever she goes. Sing the crow. The crow on the cradle, the black and the white. Somebody's baby is born for a fight. The crow on the cradle, the white and the black. Somebody's baby is not coming back. Sang the crow.
like to sing you a song, especially in the memory of my good friend, your good friend, Lowell George. I'm gonna sing you this song because it really got to me, but I just trying to get the sound out of it. I can't on this song. It was the vocal I wanted to do the thing on, okay? Say thank you to the sound company that's here today doing this for free. I really appreciate it. Except for me being a real picky little bastard, have to do everything's just perfect. So I was telling you about this friend.
Nothing you can do about it anyway. Just do the steps that I should be.
give a fight for the human race. Unless your prayers go just space, you never know what the world comes down. Perhaps a better world is trying here. That's as easy as it can all disappear. Along with whatever meaning you might have found. Oh, no. Don't let the uncertainty turn you around. In this last weekend, I've experienced some real changes in the way I see things. I'm playing a couple concerts in Minneapolis in support of a rally in Rapid City that was to announce a walk into the Black Hills. Those 3 days were really incredible. And this day is really incredible for me too, because I think the last time we played Tulsa was more of a couple concerts in support of something a lot of people didn't know much about. I'm really happy to see all of you here. I want to sing this song here, especially for the people that aren't here. Yeah. Thank you. fast asleep at the traffic light. And the children solemnly wait for the ice cream vendors out into the cool of the heat. Stroll past the pretender. He knows that all his hopes and dreams begin and end there.
What's happening?
Excuse my little burst of profanity there, but you see, I figure what they're trying to do here at Black Fox, I think that's profane. Thank you. excuse me here. You know, I've been playing a lot of the songs on my last album in a while, and been more concentrating on some other things. But I'll sing some for you. Thank you.
It's such a fine line. Hate to see it go. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sing you a song that I feel especially strong about. In concerts like this, when I'm able to look out and see you, because so many concerts, you know, they got the lights so you can't see the people. That's all right sometimes. I want to dedicate this song especially to the Sunbelt Alliance. To the people involved in the Silkwood case, the international lawyers, and the brothers and sisters up in the Black Hills today, walking with the Lakota people trying to save that place. This song is called Before the Deluge.
Exchange love's bright and fragile glow.
Isaac Collignon. Danny O'Keefe out here. Guitar players in Orleans. And they tried building about three flower pens. They're trying to build them nearby his house. Okay, so the name of this song is Power. It's about the kind of power that you see here today. That's the kind that comes out of the wall.
I mean, it makes me feel better, like that, but you are awesome. One more time.